Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. This is your host, Danielle Huff. I hope you all have an amazing day. Miraculous energy is now being showered down on Earth. So if you're feeling a little heavy or light and bright, whichever way, if you're feeling heavy, release it and allow this new energy on Earth to come to you and through your body. This is a new heightened energy of vibration. So yeah, let it come in. Let it just release and come into your cells. It'll change your auric field. When you have resistance in any area of your life, it builds a resistance in your energy field, which then builds a resistance eventually into your physical being, your mental being, right? So we want to clear that today. We're going to talk about going to the still point. You could call it focal point, still point, neutral point, whatever that is for you, but it's a place in your mind, in your body, that you get very quiet. There's no noise. It's almost empty but full at the same time, if that makes sense. It's that stillness. And the reason you want to create from stillness is because how are you creating now? You're creating from, I don't like that, I'd rather have this, or that's to this, that. You're creating from a judgment point. That's very low vibration. That's a very heavy vibration because you go into the belief system that you have to like or not like, to have or not have. And that is so not true. That is old energy. That's 3D polarity energy. So today we're going to talk about creating your life, your manifestations, whatever that is for you, from a still point of just feeling you already have it. But what would it feel like if you're already in the experience of what you want? I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you to feel it. Do you see that? So in a moment, I'm going to take you to the center point of your mind, which is, let's use this as location. If your mind goes somewhere else, just trust it. But a great way to go to a neutral point or still point is to imagine the center point of your head. So we're going to go in from your ears. So if you have your eyes open or closed, you're going to go into the center where your ears meet in the middle of your mind. Yep. And then you're going to go right where your eyes meet in the middle of your mind. So if you can see that crossbar, right, you want to go right to the center. And when you're at the center, you want to take a breath. This is pure energy right here. Do you notice that? There's no thoughts. There's no this or that. It gets really still. And for those of you whose thought minds are still going, take a breath and release the thoughts out of your head. You can also put the tip of your tongue behind the front of your two front teeth. Apply a little bit of pressure. And that stops all thought. Give you a moment. Take a breath. And as you go to the center point, this neutral point, what you're doing is saying, I'm taking a moment to assess, to decide, to understand, to create from this point, not from that point or this perspective or that perspective. This is a neutral perspective of pure energy that says, what do you want to create today? What do you want to create now? This is the point where you put in what you desire. Now, let's not get too specific, like it has to come this way or this amount or that amount. I want you to leave room for the angels to play, for the energy to create bigger than your thoughts, bigger than your limitations. This is how you truly know you're manifesting, because, oh, I wanted this and it turned out like that. Wow, amazing, right? Or I just set this out and this happened. These are going to come very quickly as timeline is definitely dissolving. Our timeline on Earth is sped up. Our timeline in energy is speeding up. So it's not to rush you. It's to say that things will come faster, if that's a true term, faster as in energy, as in timeline. But if you're focusing on it, you're pushing it away. So the best thing I want you to do is go to that focal point. Go into neutrality and say, and you can keep it as simple as create my best life, or I now feel my best life now. I'm going to say these different ways so you understand in the feeling, what it feels like when you have whatever you desire, whatever you put in there. I want you to feel like you already have it. If it's something tangible, imagine holding it in your hands. If it's something expressive, imagine the expression on your face and your body that this just happened. This already happened, already created. There's a vibration that you're sending out from this neutral point that says, like a prayer or a request, this is what I desire to create. You're sending that out, 7 seconds. Hold that feeling as if you already had it. You already discovered it. You already experienced it. What does that feel like in your body? Really put your mind and body into this. The more you play, the grander it builds, right? There you go. So let the limits go. Don't worry about making decisions or no decisions. There's nothing to do here but feel. This is also turning back on that imagination. So if you feel stuck or uncreative or repetitive, this is a time where this opens up that imagination to new ways, new ideas. You know, some of us go to work every day and do the same thing over and over, expecting something different to happen. Why would it happen differently if you're doing the same action, right? So asking your mind in that center point, is there anything I need to do? Most of you are going to hear breathe and release the request. There you go. And then just allow your life to show up for you. Don't try to bring it in or not try. This is the pushing and pulling. When you push and pull energy, it pushes and pulls back and nothing ever gets created. You stay almost in, like what I keep seeing is like a wishy-washy, right? You just keep going back and forth, back and forth. And that's not a balance. That creates unbalance. Balance is when you're flowing. You're not forward 2 steps, back 2 steps. So if you feel anywhere in your life right now that you've moved forward but you're moving backwards, I want you to go to that still point. And I want you to ask that energy of resistance, the power of resistance, to leave your energy field, to leave every cell of your body. Anything holding resistance, take your time with this. Some of you are going to cough. Some of you are going to, yeah, release it out like that. There you go. Okay. Because in this moment, everything's okay. Do you see that? Everything just is okay. The reason you want to create from neutrality is because you don't have a story attached to the neutral. You don't need this because, or I want to experience this because. There's no cause in being. Let that go. Come to that neutral point. Everything's okay. If there's something going on in your life right now that's chaotic, I want you to bring that event up. I want you to put it in that stillness point and just say, it's okay. If your mind's fighting you, but it's not okay, but guess what? It is okay because you're still okay. You're still okay. Even with that going on, you are okay. That is assurance for a lot of people, right? As many of your fears are surface fears or deep fears, knowing that no matter what happens, you are okay. What does that bring through your body? It doesn't mean, I'm not saying you're going to turn out better or worse, lesser than, do you see that? All that polarity that we just came out of, that old energy. Even now, and some of you that have leveled up into the other energy, the 5D energy or above, do you notice when you even try to create polarity in your mind, it like goes away? Or it's like, that's not happening. This is it. You get insight quicker, easier. Wisdom comes. That's because that polarity, we're no longer playing on that playground. You come into a neutral point of everything's okay, and I'm going to create from here. Your choices create you. Your choices create you. What are you choosing for your best and highest good? This is where we're going to do a little bit of sensory, a little bit of intuition, because I want you to feel a new feeling in your body that this is for your best and highest good. So take a breath. And when you're ready, feel everything is okay. Come into neutrality. Everything just is. Everything just is right where it needs to be, right where it is. Feel that. Now I want you to feel what it feels like when you're creating for your best and highest good. There'll be a gut sense, a head sense, a feeling, a vision, auditory, whatever you feel, ask, what is my sign? What is my feeling that this is for my best and highest good? What does that feel like to me? Kind of describe it to yourself, because once you describe it, you know it. You no longer can say, oh, I don't know what that feeling means. No more I don't knows. When you're in 5D, you know that you know that you know, because there's no reason, purpose, or intention that it would be opposite of what you're feeling, because you're not in polarity anymore. As you, let that go through your mind. There we go. I'm shifting a lot of energy right now. Some of you are releasing from the 3D into the 4D, 5D, and up. It's okay. Whenever you feel a struggle in polarity, lift your vibe. Laugh. Go do something else. Let go of the story of polarity. Come into your neutral point and then create forward. You cannot create in a problem. You cannot hold the problem and create the solution. If you've followed me long enough or you've listened to enough of me, enough of my shows or services, you know that energy doesn't hold the same space. So you cannot hold the problem and the solution at the same time. You feel the problem. You breathe out what you feel the problem is, and then you breathe in the answer. The answers are always present. Whether your awareness is open to it is up to you. Are you ready to receive what it means for a solution? Some of you are not ready to hear what you need to do, right? Even for those that go to doctors, we don't always hear or do what they tell us because we're not ready yet, okay? When you go into a okay point and get real with yourself and say, it's okay to take this action now. It's okay to change my food. It's okay to change the way I do. It's okay to be different. If every day you woke up different, because you do, you just don't realize it because many of you are in the track of repetitiveness, right? But every day, if you take a moment and see what's different in your reality, in your mind, in your body, before you even take your feet out of bed, wow. You are getting great insight, but you're also getting a deeper connection to who you are. When you feel the answers come to you, when you feel knowings, for a moment, play with this as a soul voice. Your voice of soul is telling you. The voice of all energy is telling you or showing you or giving you that feeling. And the reason I want to teach this just a little bit is because many of you go, well, I think I heard that, but I'm not sure it's true. Or, I don't know if I trust what I just heard. Okay, what's telling you to doubt it? Your own self-doubt, or it just doesn't feel right? Okay, this is your intuition, and I'm going to open up some portals in your energy field right now to allow your intuition to be stronger, more targeted, clarity, releasing the fogs. So what I'm seeing, and I'm just going to describe what I'm seeing for those that are visual, is I'm seeing like four portals on each side around you and three portals above and below you opening. And part of the portals are just like vacuums, and they're taking out all the old, all the confusion, all the things you're not sure of, everything that hasn't been answered, cleared, just letting all that go out of your energy. Will it come back? Yes, but it'll come back as you call it back. You know what I mean? So you don't need to solve the world in one day. You need to solve what's in front of you if there's an issue, right? If you solve it in the moment, you don't hold to it. You don't attach to it. It doesn't become an angst or a story. It's done. It is done. In that neutral point where you're creating without push or pull, you're already served, if that makes sense. The universe has already served you. It's already said yes to you. Here's the key, though. What happens, people say no when it starts creating because they fear or they get overwhelmed or this might happen, that might happen. Stay out of that energy. Whenever you feel your mind creating stories, go back to neutral point. Go to that space in your mind. You might even want to put a silver or gold ball there, or a pretty rock or crystal, whatever you want to create in the middle of your mind that says, this is my still point, this is my center point, this is where I create from. And when I move from this space, I'm outside of myself. Ooh, what do you feel about that? When you come out of neutral, you go into control. Do you realize that? You're trying to tell universe how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. Let go of that. It knows best. Energy knows best. You got to trust that for a moment because you know what's best for you. You might be in denial. You might say, yeah, but at the end of the day, you know what's best for you. Put that on you for accountability for a moment, not in judgment, but to know that you make great choices. You make great creations. So much of our lives are bogged in judgment. And for a moment, we need to come into no judgment. We need to come into what love is, right? Love is without judgment. So whenever you judge, you just stepped out of love. And it doesn't mean we're perfect at it, right? It means go back into that vibration of truth. And what does that vibration feel like? As easy as you know your name, when you can say your name in your head, or let your soul voice say your name. There's an ease with it, right? There's a knowing. There's a understanding. There's a truth. Allow that to permeate. And while we're doing this, your auric field, your energy field is clearing out, but I'm keeping your conscious mind with me so that you don't pay attention or try to interfere. We're the best interferers of our own life, right? So we want to bring that back. We want to bring it back to say, I'm going to allow the energy to work for me, through me. What happens with that? Man, that takes a lot off of you, doesn't it? It takes a lot of heaviness, have-tos, should, could, woulds. Like they just all release out. Because no matter if you made that choice 5 years ago or 5 minutes ago, it's already made. It's already done. Create again. Create again. Create it differently. If you didn't like that way, create another way. But don't create that way and expect something different, right? Move that energy up higher to say there is not more as in more greed, more, but more as in there's more to be experienced, right? A lot of people shifted into this new year with experience on their mind. They're tired of the material things. They want to experience. Why are they doing that? Not only are we in a world of feelers, but truth is being revealed. And heaviness, some people's materials are heavy. Not all, but some people's are. So you need to ask, is this heavy for me? And if you get a yes, release it. What's the heaviness? If you want to play in it, you can. But remember at the end to release it, to come into agreement with it, to come into neutral with it. And that could be people, relationships, anything. Stay very neutral to say, love just is, right? We get attached to labels of family, friends, chairs, my favorite picture, my favorite book, all these things, right? And they're all created in our energy field to help us, to move us. But we're creating that attachment. That's a choice within you. So when you go into that neutral center and you make choices from there, guess what? You're not being swayed by this story, that outcome, this outcome. How many scenarios did you have to learn in school before they're like, oh, pick one, right? We don't need to live that way. You can rise up every day in your energy and just experience your day. If you never had a planner, if you never had a clock, you would still experience it. Yeah, that moment, this moment, in this moment, in this moment. And it has nothing to do with Earth. It has nothing to do with you. It's the energy within you. It's that soul story that you already wrote, that you came here to beautifully play out in your own way. So this is a good time to put on your actor or actress person, who do you choose to be today? Who do you feel you are today? And what does that create? Our younger generation is very good at this. I watch them. I watch them cosplay. I watch them be animals. I watch them be feelers. I watch them, you know what I mean? They're so expressive through their feelings that the older generations are like, oh, that's too much. Just get analytical and get over it, right? That's not where our world is going. We need our analytical mind to understand the symbols, the understanding of whatever we're taught, right? When those signs come in, they go through your analytical mind to say, what's this mean to me? So you need both sides. So going to the still point balances those two sides because the energy of the left and right hemisphere are now pointed where? Into your neutral zone. If you can use this and stay there, you will create amazing things for you, whatever you desire, amazing things for others. When you're creating for others, just take a moment and say, if it's for their best and highest good, you don't always know what's best for others. They need to know. That's why if you work with me, I don't give advice. I teach you how to go in and hear your own voice because you need to know what's best for you. I don't need to know. You need to figure out how you get from A to B, how I create this, what do I do here, who do I want to be. Those answers are inside of you. But if you don't know how to get quiet and listen and feel, and we're not talking about sadness. We're not talking about feeling emotions and all this. We're talking about just feeling the body. Some of you don't even feel your heartbeat through the day. Take 3 to 5 minutes and feel your heartbeat. Go to the bathroom. Feel your heartbeat. And, yeah, it gets really relaxing. Because your mind is focused on the beat of the heart, not on all these stories and issues and everything you're creating. These are little techniques that you can do to create and release the stress. Because stress is just an untrue story that you're believing to be real. And it pushes you out of your boundaries and it pushes you into things that you wouldn't do. And you're pushing and pulling energy at all times because you're in stress. You're in stress. What's that do to your nervous system? It puts it in stress. And then that starts creating tightness in the muscles, tightness in the bones, right? The muscles, it's so weird. I'm going to share this with you real quick. The other night I had a vision and I was talking about anxiety. And this vision came up of a bone, like a femur bone. And I could see like the muscles were just so tight around it. Like if it could break that bone, it would have broke that bone. That's how stressed we get in our bodies. That's how much pressure that we put upon ourselves that doesn't need to be. Where does that pressure come from? It comes from the fears of your stories. It comes from the angst in your heart. And as you begin to clear those things and move people out in and out of your life, you know you have a choice if you want to be around. No one has to be around someone. That is a false reality. So whenever you're having or have to or should have, could have, you're putting out judgmental energy. When you go into the still point and ask, am I to be around this person? Is this person good for me? Or however you want to ask it, listen, feel the answer, your yes and your no. And if you don't know your yes and no, go to your still point, get quiet, and repeat the word yes, 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 yes. And feel that feeling through your body. And breathe out. And then go back to that still point and do no, 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 and feel the difference in your body. No, 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 no. If you can grasp the yes and no of you, you will be fine. You don't need to know the universal secrets. You need to know yes, no for you in the moment so you have direction for yourself, right? You can guide you. When you learn the tools, when you learn the synchronicities, when you learn energy speaks to you in all times and always, always, you will begin to create your life. And not from a controlling standpoint that it needs to show up this way or it has to happen at this day or this will happen or that will happen, or I need this before I'm happy. If you have that, I need this to be perfect before I'm happy, you're going to have a whole lot of unhappiness in your life, because perfection was not, it wasn't in the plan. I just heard it wasn't in the plan. Perfection was never in the plan. It was never about being perfect or what you think is perfect. It was to come down and play your soul song, your soul journey, sing your voice, whatever that is, whatever that soul passion. And you can go to your still point and say, what is my passion today? And it may change every day, and that's okay. Someday you may be passionate to be a writer. Next day you're passionate to be a counselor. Next day you're passionate to go do this or that, right? It's okay to have all these passions. Stop putting yourself in a box. Stop creating from third grade. Let it go. Let it go. Come to the school of life. Get out of the educational system. Come back into the school of life and learn from here. Learn from your still point to create the best life you want, to create the life for others, if that's your goal. Whatever that is for you, put it in your still point and let it go. Now, if you put something in your still point and you're like, it isn't here yet, where is it, when is it coming, just know that you're pushing it away. You got to breathe it in. So think of it this way. Questions push energy backwards. Trust pulls energy forwards, if that makes sense, or to you, away from you and to you. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Use that this week and see what happens, how quickly things arrive, show up, and move in your life or happen in your life when you're not focused on them happening, right? The little kid's birthday party is at 6 and it's like 5:30 and it feels like eternity till 6 o'clock to open that present. That's the same reality we live in every day. Go back into play. Play your life forward. Play your life in the way that you desire it. And if you're like, but I already created this and I already created that, it doesn't matter. Keep creating. Keep moving. But you can't hold that and create this. So you got to be willing to let that old creation go. Thank you for creating. Thank you to let me know I can create. And now I choose to create this. Everyone wants to hold everything and hoard everything. That is not what we're here for. Let go of attachment. Let go of resistance. Allow yourself space, time, and beauty. Allow yourself the miracle of you. Allow yourself the miracle of you. And that might be the easiest thing that you put in your still point. Let me be the miracle of me. Ooh, that's pretty harsh. Ooh, that's running. Yeah. Go for that one. That's a good one. Bring that through your energy field. Let me be the miracle of me. Because when you become the miracle of you, you're now the miracle of others. Remember, they're a mirror reflection. Everyone has their stories. Let them go. This story, this baggage that you carry is not as important as you think. Not minimizing what happened, but it's time to move forward to say that was a blessing and I'm going to move it forward. And if you're struggling with that, let me know. Reach out, daniellehuff.com. Schedule your sessions. Get the ebook if you want to work on your intuition, on your visual auditory that's on the website. Use these meditations. Use these radio shows. Stay present. And your will be with you. Take a deep breath in. And release everything you manifested from that still point. That's right. That's right. One more breath. Drink water if you listen to this so that you can replenish. A lot of energy is moving. Open up your auric field. Wider, wider. See it wrap around universe, earth, whatever you want. See it being wide, open, and free. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.